Chapter 8. When I came to a stop at the red light, I glanced over at Norma's phone to check the location of our target. We were close, but even though I was pretty sure I knew where Clifford and the Badger were headed, I didn't want to bet on it until I was absolutely positive. Besides, we still needed to get the shape-shifting kid by himself before we got out of our van, so I just slowly rolled forward until the light turned green, and then I kept moving.
How does it look, Miles?
Elizabeth called from the back of the van. It looks like they're going to some seedy motel. But based on what I've heard about the Badger, that's not really much of a surprise.
Ugh, let me guess. Does the hotel charge by the hour or something?
Oh, yeah. This isn't the first time our warden friend has headed to a half-rate motel before, even though it just might be the last.
Well, as long as he doesn't drag Clifford into this mess, I don't care what he does. I just want to be able to talk to Clifford without the Badger right behind him. We're not actually going to kill the Badger, right? I know we're in our suits and everything, but I kind of... Wait, is this a secret assassination mission or something?
Not if it doesn't have to be. We only kill him if he becomes a problem. Otherwise, our mission today is really just to find out information from Clifford on the rest of the wardens.
And we're sure that he'll help us. He will, don't worry. We just need to get him alone. Since when does the Badger work with anybody anyway? Isn't his whole thing the fact that he's a lone wolf? I mean, Badger... So now that Clifford is his partner, well, doesn't it kind of kill his whole vibe to have to work with another warden? To be fair, Clifford can shapeshift. And since the Badger is known to be one hell of an asshole, he probably makes Clifford shapeshift into something really inconspicuous, so he doesn't have to share the spotlight. So, like a dog. Or like a fire hydrant that the Badger can piss all over. Ew, gross.
Norma said with a shudder.
I mean, this guy is the worst. Poor Clifford.
Yeah, the kid really got the raw end of this deal. I said, and then I slowed down my van as I approached the motel parking lot. I took my time to make sure that I had eyes on Clifford and the Badger before I pulled into the parking lot. And even then I made sure to swing around to the back of the motel so I wouldn't spook either of them. We had spent all afternoon tracking Clifford down through Pinnacle City's footage, so I didn't want to lose him now. After all, it wasn't exactly easy to track down a shape-shifting superhero, but it helped once we realized that he was paired with the Badger. Eileen had sorted through quite a bit of footage before she found Clifford, just as he shifted out of his favorite dog form, and when she had found him, we quickly saw that he had been paired up with the other warden. And even though the Badger might be a real asshole, he was also pretty damn easy to spot on the cameras, so anytime we lost sight of Clifford when he shapeshifted into some other form, we just scanned the cameras for the Badger and tracked him that way. It would have been hard for the Badger to hide anywhere since he was 250 pounds of solid muscle, plus, of course, the fact that he was known to go looking for trouble, even when the wardens hadn't ordered him on a mission. Not that the wardens minded, since he was their wild card. He often got a little too zealous with his missions, so he had one of the highest collateral damage rates of all the wardens. But he also got shit done for the organization, so they didn't really give a fuck. Besides, nobody was actually going to say anything to him, since he could heal from basically any attack against him. Dynamo's regenerative powers were impressive, but they were almost nothing compared to the Badger's. So, if the warden caught us trying to talk to Clifford, we would be in for... one hell of an interesting fight. Are they both still visible on the motel's camera? I asked Norma as I swung my minivan into a parking spot out back.
Oh, yes. I see Clifford now. He's by... Well, he's just standing beside one of the motel room doors.
As soon as I shut off the engine, I glanced over at her phone to watch the live camera footage. Sure enough, Clifford stood right outside one of the motel rooms, and he shifted back and forth from one foot to the other. I couldn't see the Badger on the camera, but Clifford kept looking back and forth like he was on guard duty, so I guessed that the other warden must be inside the room itself.
Do you think it's safe now?
Elizabeth asked as she craned her neck over the seat to watch the phone screen with us.
The Badger has to be in the room, right? It looks like he left Clifford to watch out for any signs of trouble. Or news crews that he might not want to report anything about his, motel activities.
I'm sure. But we'll call Clifford over, so we shouldn't be close enough for the Badger to hear us talk. Plus, we're downwind right now, so he won't be able to smell us either.
I keep forgetting that the Badger isn't just crazy strong.
Oh, you mean that he's got crazy animal senses, too? Yeah. That's just a minor detail. I'm more concerned about his healing powers. But if all goes according to plan, then we shouldn't have to worry about him today. Of course, I didn't tell them that I hoped things would go a little bit off plan. If we talked to Clifford, got some information, and then went on our way without any trouble, that was fine. But if the Badger just so happened to overhear us or sniff us out, and if he came looking for a fight, well, then I wasn't going to be mad about it. In fact, I was ready for it.
Well, I just hope Clifford doesn't give us away when he sees us. He won't. As soon as he sees us, he'll come over, so we won't even have to go right up to him or anything. I would have called him to let him know that we wanted to talk, but, well, you know.
No, it's definitely better that we just tracked him down. Even before we saw that they had assigned him to work with the Badger, I had a feeling that he was under surveillance.
Well, Clifford was like my little brother when I was a warden. So I guess it makes sense that Warden Corp would be suspicious of him now because of his connection to me. And because of my connection to you, Miles.
Well, that definitely explains the surveillance.
Ugh, and what better surveillance than a muscled ball of fucking douchebag rage like the Badger? He is a douchebag, right? Not just somebody who happens to like cheap hookers and seedy hourly motels. When you put it like that, well, no, he's a real asshole. He and Optimo used to compare civilian body counts to determine who had to buy the next round of drinks. So whoever accidentally killed the most civilians had to buy? Nope, it was worse than that. Whoever killed the least had to buy. Whoever killed the most got to drink for free. Gross.
Norma said with a shudder.
Now I kind of hope the Badger does cause a problem so we can totally crush him.
Well, let's just take one thing at a time. I laughed, even though I was pleased that Norma had the same thought that I did. First, we need to talk to Clifford about which wardens might pose a threat to us. And then we need to figure out a way to get that supervillain asshole out of that Siberian prison. And then we can go from there.
Then let's go get him before the Badger finishes up whatever he's doing in there.
I think we all know what he's doing, I said with a smirk. Eileen, disable the motel cameras for a second, would you? Immediately, the screen on Norma's phone went fuzzy, so she slipped it into one of the many pockets of her suit and then grabbed the door handle.
Cameras are disabled.
Eileen purred into my earpiece.
I disabled it for 2 minutes, so it will not seem suspicious, but I can extend the time if you need me to.
That shouldn't be necessary, I said as all three of us hopped out of the van. There's a patch at the edge of the woods back here that isn't covered by any of the motel cameras, so we should be able to take him there in under 2 minutes. But stand by.
Always, my creator.
My beautiful android replied in her sultry voice. I decided to let Norma and myself hang back a little, while Elizabeth headed around the corner alone to call Clifford over. I didn't think that we would startle him so much that he made any kind of noise that alerted the Badger, but I figured that there was no reason to take that risk. It was easier if Elizabeth just called him over herself, and then we could talk to him in private. My superpowered girlfriend had barely stepped around the corner before she turned back around. She nodded and hurried back to join us, and I made a mental note of how much time we had left before the cameras turned back on. It should still be just enough to get to the woods, as long as Clifford moved his ass. The shape-shifting kid came around the corner after Elizabeth just a few seconds later, and he jumped a little when he saw Norma and me, but then he looked back at Elizabeth with raised eyebrows. Before my girlfriend could say anything, Norma pulled out her phone and then nodded at Clifford. So, when he figured out what she meant, he pulled out his phone and tossed it over. Immediately, Norma flipped it over, removed the battery, shook her head, and carried it right back to our van. As soon as she had stashed the phone inside, she came back over to us.
All clear. Now let's move. It's okay, you can come with us.
My girlfriend said, as we started to move toward the woods.
We just need to talk to you for a second, that's all. And then you can go right back to, I don't know, were you on guard duty or something?
Yeah, something like that. I trust you, Dynamo, so what's up? This way, I said. And then I led us into the edge of the woods, behind the motel. Norma slipped into the brush first, but I caught her arm to stop her when she kept plunging ahead like she was on a goddamn jungle expedition. We only need to be inside the woods about a yard or so. But I appreciate your enthusiasm.
Oh,
Norma said with a little blush as she turned around.
My bad.
Elizabeth, Norma, and I formed a little half-circle as we faced Clifford. The shape-shifting kid looked nervous as fuck as he continued to shift back and forth, from one foot to the other, but he stood his ground and tried not to look fucking terrified.
The cameras are back up now,
Eileen said into my earpiece. Perfect. I'll let you know when to turn them back off. Clifford glanced around like he couldn't figure out who I was talking to, but Elizabeth tried to smile to reassure him, so he just stuck his hands in his pockets and waited.
So you know the evil genius,
Elizabeth said as she gestured to me.
And his assistant Norma.
Hey, Clifford said, and pulled out one hand from his pocket to give a little wave. Any friends of Dynamo's or friends of mine, so what can I do for you?
First of all, are you doing okay? I see that they've paired you with the Badger, so I can't imagine that's been fun.
That guy is the worst. Dynamo, well, he's not as bad as Optimo, but he's pretty bad. Did they tell you why they gave you a partner? Oh, they said they wanted to try out some new mentoring program or something like that. But I know they really just wanted to keep tabs on me and see if I made any contact with Dynamo, since that would be a good way to track down the evil genius. Well, lucky for us, we're smarter than the wardens. Yeah, but I'm glad you didn't try to call my phone or anything. They got that bug, too. I can't even call my girlfriend without some warden corp creep listening in.
Yeah, that's why I just stashed it in the van and took the battery out for now. It would have taken too long to debug it, so it was easier just to hide it somewhere that it couldn't eavesdrop on us. I'm sorry, Clifford. I hate that your connection to me has caused you any trouble.
No, don't be sorry. It's not your fault that they're assholes, you know.
But you're okay?
Yeah, I'm making it. But I'd be a lot better if you're here to tell me that you guys are starting another competing superhero agency or something. I'd like to get the hell out of the wardens, to be honest.
Well, you're close. All you really need to know is that the wardens won't be a problem for much longer.
Especially if you can help give us a little information.
Shit. You guys are serious?
Clifford's eyes went wide.
Okay, shoot. If it'll help get rid of the wardens, then I'll help however I can. What do you need to know?
We know that Optimo, Killer Kitten, and the Streak are all major shareholders in Wardens Corp. Do you know of anyone else who is, or anyone else who really, really wouldn't want anything to happen to the Wardens organization?
Well, the Badger isn't a major shareholder that I know of. He usually spends money faster than he can make it, so he's not exactly a long-term thinker. But he definitely wouldn't want anything to happen to the Wardens. They cover up a lot of shit for him, so without them, he'd be really fucked.
Good to know. Can you think of anyone else? Or are there any Wardens who might be happy to see the organization fall?
Or who might be willing to help us take it down?
I don't know if there are many people who would actually help you. It's just really dangerous, you know? And like, with me, they...
What is it?
Elizabeth demanded when the freckled kid trailed off.
You can tell us.
Optimo threatened my parents. He said if he caught me talking to you, Dynamo, or if he thought that I talked at all to the evil genius, then he'd crush my parents' skulls so slowly that they would beg for death before he finally finished them off.
Fuck! Clifford, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. Nobody can hear us right now,
the kid said as he wiped his eyes.
But that's why... Well, I'm not the only one that Optimo and the others threatened. Most of the wardens are so scared of Optimo that they'll basically do anything to stay on his good side, even if they'd be happy to see him end up dead.
Nothing's gonna happen to your parents. We'll make sure that Optimo pays for that threat, don't worry.
I'm sorry I'm not more helpful. But I can at least tell you that most of the wardens will be happy to see the organization crumble. And even if they can't help you, they also won't stand in your way.
I'll take it, I said with a shrug.
Oh, wait! I almost forgot about Captain Youth!
What is that, the superhero Boy Scouts or something?
No, it's this warden who's been around forever. His only power is anti-aging, so he never gets older. He's over 100 years old, but he still looks like he's 30.
Interesting. But what about him?
I think he would help you. He hasn't been to any warden meetings in, I don't know, a long time. So I don't know where you would find him, since the board of directors has basically forgotten that he even exists.
Why is that?
Oh, he was one of their first hires. And since he doesn't age, he signed a super long contract. But after the wardens started to hire bigger names, they kind of forgot about him, because they didn't think his power was any good against supervillains.
Only because they don't have a big enough vision of just how helpful that superpower could be.
Not everyone has your imagination.
Elizabeth said with a smile.
So now he's stuck as a warden because of his contract, but they never actually use him?
Yep. That's about it. So I bet he'd help you.
I'm sure we'll be able to track him down. Thanks for your help, kid.
Sure thing,
Clifford said, and then swallowed.
I know if anybody can take down Optimo, it's you guys, so just, you know, good luck with everything. I'd help you more, but...
It's okay. I know you're worried about your parents.
You've already given us enough information. We'll take it from here.
I guess I better get back. I'm supposed to be the lookout to make sure that nobody catches him at a place like this. So he told me to just wait outside the door until he finishes.
Gross.
As far as I could tell, I had two options right about now. I could either let Clifford go back and stand guard for the warden asshole, or I could take out the badger right here and now. A motel parking lot wasn't exactly the place that I would have picked for a fight against this douchebag, but if he was going to pose a problem later, then we might as well take him out now. In fact, we could just break down the door and catch him in the middle of the act, when he was even more vulnerable than usual. The only problem with that option was that it might alert Optimo to our presence sooner than I wanted, since we had already killed the Warden's Corp CEO and planned to kill the two brothers who headed up the board of directors as soon as they were alone. But one more dead super asshole might not really matter, so we could always roll the dice. Before I decided for sure, one way or the other, Eileen chimed in my earpiece.
The badger just left his motel room,
my robotic assistant said. Shit. Where is he headed?
The cameras show that he is sniffing the air,
Eileen said, and then paused.
Now he is headed in your direction.
Bad news. The badger is on the move.
Fuck! What do we do? I still need to get my phone from your van and...
Too late, I said, with a nod toward the parking lot. Looks like my mind just got made up for me.
What do you mean?
Norma asked, but then she turned and saw the same thing that I did. The badger was headed across the parking lot, straight toward my minivan. He looked even more solid than he did in pictures. So even though he was a good few inches shorter than me, he was the shape of a square, and looked like he could bulldoze his way through any obstacles that stood in his path. He wore a plain brown spandexed suit that hugged tight against his muscles, but he didn't have on any kind of helmet or other protective gear. In fact, the only real piece of equipment on him were his thick gloves. At first, I thought the gloves were just to enhance the natural strength of his punches, but when he reached my minivan, he banged on the side of it until two daggers sprung out of the wrists of his gloves and started to carve into the sides of my van.
Oh, Clifford!
He shouted, and then he dashed to the other side of the van to pound his fists into the metal there.
I know you're in there! I've got a tracker on your phone, you piece of shit!
Shit, 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 the shape-shifting kid muttered.
What do we do?
You don't have to do anything, I said, as I clenched my teeth at the sound of his blades on my minivan. But we're about to kill ourselves a real fucking asshole.
Shit! Okay, how can I help?
Just stay behind us, Clifford. I don't want to involve you in this.
Cut the feed to the motel cameras, I ordered Eileen.
Already done, creator.
The android purred into my ear. As the badger banged on the side of the van again, and then tried to slash through the metal to get inside it, I glanced at my two women and nodded. Dynamo, you go right. Norma, you take the left, and I'll head straight for him. And... actually, Clifford, if you really want to be helpful, you can circle around the fight and make sure nobody comes out of their motel rooms.
You got it,
the freckled kid said.
Then let's go surprise him,
I said with a grin. And whatever we do, don't let him call for fucking backup. The four of us ran out of the woods at the same time, but Clifford immediately veered off to the side to keep plenty of distance between him and the van. The moment the badger spotted the kid, he started to run after him. But super speed wasn't one of his powers, so we caught up to him before he could reach the young shapeshifter.
I don't think Clifford wants to play right now,
Norma growled as she raced in front of him to block his path.
But we do,
Elizabeth said from behind the badger. I had my palm blaster at the ready as I strode straight toward the stocky warden. He backed up a few steps as he eyed the three of us, but he didn't look like he was scared at all. Instead, he just looked like he was trying to figure out who he should attack first.
Dynamo! Is that really you?
The badger asked as he half-turned toward my girlfriend.
You bet your skeevy ass it's me.
What the fuck are you doing here?
I don't know if that's the best question. Or at least I don't think that's the most relevant question right now.
And who the fuck do you think?
The badger stopped himself as he turned to face me.
Of course. Optimus said that Dynamo was working with the evil genius. I just didn't believe it.
Believe it, buddy, I said with a roll of my eyes. I never understood how someone could be in complete denial of what was right in front of them. The fact was that Dynamo had been spotted with me numerous times in Greyville, and there was plenty of footage of us together to convince anyone with half a brain cell. But if I knew anything about the Wardens, it was that they couldn't believe anyone would willingly leave their little organization for something better. After all, the Wardens thought they were top shit, so they couldn't imagine a world where someone was bigger, better, and more badass.
All right. If you're so smart, then what's the question that I'm supposed to ask?
The Warden muttered, but he flexed his fists at his sides so that his wrist blades grew even longer.
I think it's perfectly fucking reasonable to want to know what you're doing here. But if you have a better question, I'm listening. Like maybe, what do you people want with me?
We want you to leave Clifford alone. Yeah, like forever.
And what, you bitches are gonna make me?
Norma swung her katana at him without hesitation, but the Warden immediately raised his forearm to block the blow. The blade sliced through his skin anyway, but even though a river of blood welled up, it disappeared less than a second later as his skin healed itself almost instantly. His ability to heal himself worked even faster than I had thought. But that just meant we would have to hurt him faster than he could heal.
Not so cocky now, are we?
The Warden laughed, and then he launched himself at Norma like a fucking freight train. But Norma reacted faster than the badger had anticipated, so she was able to sidestep two of his punches before a third punch finally caught her in the stomach. The blow hurled her up against the side of my minivan, hard enough to dent the metal. But she had managed to twist to the side just enough to avoid the Warden's wrist blades. As my assistant pushed herself up to her knees, she reached toward where her katana had fallen, while the badger spun himself toward her again. Elizabeth tackled him before he could attack Norma a second time. My girlfriend landed a punch on his kidney that would have incapacitated a normal human, but the badger just brushed her off like she was an annoying fly. As soon as he turned to face her, my superpowered girlfriend used the badger's stomach like a punching bag. But even though her fists were powerful enough to crack most people's sternums and make them hurl the contents of their stomachs up, the badger just smirked and stood with his hands on his hips until Elizabeth took a step back.
You'll have to do better than that. You think you can...
I fired my elbow taser at him before he could finish his next sentence. The Warden's whole body lit up like a fireworks display. But only a few seconds after I fired the jolt of electricity at him, the sparks faded, and the badger looked completely unfazed.
Interesting.
He must be able to heal in the same second that he was injured, so that was why Norma's katana, Elizabeth's fists, and my taser all didn't seem to do anything to him. The trick would be to hurt him so badly that he couldn't recover in time, but that would mean we would have to kill him with just one well-placed blow.
This really was about to get interesting. Not so tough now, are we? It'll take a lot more than a little electricity to get through my skin.
Then the badger spun around and hurled himself at me. Every time he threw a punch, it was faster than the last one. But I was able to block him with my forearms. Still, even though the blades in my own suit activated every time he hit me, they didn't seem to cause him any pain at all. But with every hit I blocked, I thought that his wrist blades might be about to penetrate my armor and slice straight into an artery. While Clifford continued to keep watch from a distance, I worked with Norma and Elizabeth to pin him in from every side. Whenever I ducked to avoid a blow, my girlfriend threw herself forward to get in as many hits as she could, and then Norma swung in with one of her weapons to try to stun him long enough for me to shoot him in the face. I managed to fire my palm blaster at him a few times, but he was quick enough to avoid any shots to his skull, and he immediately healed from the giant holes that my blaster tore in his skin. When Elizabeth knocked his jaw to one side, I fired my taser at him again to give us just a second to regroup. As the electricity jolted through the badger's body, I retreated a few steps, motioned for both the women to do the same, and then tapped my chest as a signal to Norma. My mousy assistant instantly knew what I wanted her to do. As soon as we had retreated a few steps, she pulled out one of her grenades and lobbed it at the badger. We all turned and raced away from him just as the electricity from the taser finished sweeping through him and the grenade exploded. The force of the blast was enough to knock me to my knees, but I was far enough away not to suffer any real damage from it. Still, the moment I was able to push myself up and spin back around, I raised my palm blaster to fire it at the invincible warden to finish him off. To my surprise, the badger was still standing upright. It looked like his body had just absorbed the blast, so even though his suit was a little worse for wear now, the warden just shook himself for a second and then grinned in my direction. I fired the palm blaster anyway, but he'd already dodged out of the way by the time it reached him. As the blast burned into the side of the motel, the badger lunged toward Norma, where she was still crouched beside the minivan, to avoid the force of the grenade's explosion.
Behind you!
Norma rolled forward just before the badger slammed his fist into the ground where she had been, and when she swung herself around to face him, her nunchucks were in her hand again. My mousy assistant and Elizabeth tag-teamed him then, while I studied them for the best chance to strike, but I was pretty sure that I already had a plan to finish him off. After all, the grenade had been the first thing to actually stun the badger, so I thought that we could use that to our advantage. We just needed the next grenade to hit him somewhere that he couldn't recover from, and since the outside of his body seemed to heal from everything almost instantly, I decided to try a slightly different tactic. "Let him go! He can't take all of us into custody, so just let him go." Elizabeth and Norma started to retreat, but the badger didn't run off right away. Instead, he turned toward me with a sneer.
"Couldn't handle a real superhero, could you?"
The warden smirked. "Clearly we were unprepared," I said with a straight face. "I had no idea you could heal quite so fast."
"The fuck?"
Norma growled, but then she took another step away from the warden.
"Well, don't forget it. In fact, I'm gonna make damn sure that none of you forget it, just as soon as I call for backup."
The warden dashed back toward the motel and made a beeline for the room where he had just been. His phone must still be inside, so we just needed to stop him before he made any calls to Optimo, the Streak, or even Killer Kitten. But I wanted to let him feel like he was about to escape, just for a second, before I brought him back to reality. I ran forward a few steps and got ready to activate the thrusters in my boots.
"Miles, what are you? It's a distraction!"
"Elizabeth, hold his arms, and Norma, help her as much as you can while I finish him off."
"You got it,"
my superpowered girlfriend said, and I loved that Elizabeth was instantly on board, even though she and Norma didn't really know what I had planned. While the two women ran after the badger, I deployed my boot thrusters and flew up overhead. I looked below as the badger knocked Clifford out of the way when the poor kid tried to stand up to him. So then, just before the warden ran back into the motel room, I let all the juice go out of my thrusters, so I plunged straight down on top of him. The badger had made a fatal mistake when he underestimated me, so he hadn't even thought to check above himself for any signs of danger. Instead, he was totally unprepared when my boots slammed into his shoulders and forced his knees to the ground. I pounded my gauntlet-enhanced fist into the back of his head. It wasn't enough to damage him, of course, and he managed to squirm out from underneath me like a snake a few seconds later. But by then, Elizabeth and Norma had both caught up to me, and my girlfriend didn't waste another second. As soon as the badger wriggled out from underneath me, Elizabeth grabbed his arms and twisted them behind his back. He was strong, but so was Dynamo. And before he could twist away again, she slipped both her arms under his shoulders and pinned him, so all he could do against her strength was kick to try to get loose. Then Norma instantly dropped to the ground and hooked her legs around the badger's, so he was pinned in place there, too. Still, the warden was strong as fuck, so I knew we only had a handful of seconds before he would get free again. "Nunchucks! Elizabeth, hold him!" Norma immediately sprung to her feet with her nunchucks in hand, and I pointed at the warden's mouth. My mousy assistant could damn near read my mind at this point, so she grabbed both sticks of her nunchucks, shoved the chain in between his lips, and then jerked back on the weapon to open his mouth wide. The badger almost ripped one arm free from Elizabeth's grip, and even though she managed to catch him again, I knew that she couldn't hold him much longer. The warden tried to yell or say something, but Norma jerked down on the chain so hard that it acted like a gag at the same time that it forced his mouth open even more. While he squirmed against both women, I reached out to grab another grenade from Norma's vest, pulled the pin, and shoved it in the badger's open mouth. Elizabeth immediately kicked the back of his knees to force him down, and then Norma roundhouse kicked him to drop him to his stomach. There had to be only 2 seconds left on the grenade, so I just needed him to keep it inside his mouth for a little bit longer. "Run!" I shouted, while I planted my boot on the back of his head to keep him from spitting out the grenade. Elizabeth and Norma immediately fled, and as soon as I estimated that there was only a second left before the explosion, I activated my boot thrusters and flew straight up into the air. The ground shook beneath me half a second later, and when I looked down, I saw the remains of the badger's skull on top of his limp body. I dropped back down beside the badger's corpse as Elizabeth, Norma, and Clifford came over to join me.
"Shit! Is he really dead?"
Norma asked, as she bent down to examine the hollow crater of his skull.
"It certainly looks that way,"
Elizabeth said as she prodded his body with her boot.
"His head doesn't look like it's trying to grow back or anything."
Maybe...
Clifford started as he limped over a little closer to us.
"Maybe we could make sure?"
"You want to do the honors, kid? You can cut off what's left of his head if you want to." Norma pulled out her katana to present to the young shapeshifter. Clifford glanced around, but everyone in the motel had been smart enough to keep their curtains closed and their doors shut when they heard the fighting outside.
Okay.
Clifford grabbed the katana with more enthusiasm than I expected, and then he raised it like an executioner's axe. Strictly speaking, there wasn't much left to actually cut off, but the grenade blast had mostly been confined to the inside of the badger's thick skull, so there was a little stump of neck that was still attached to what was left of the warden's shattered jawbone.
Quick pro tip, you want to slice more than you want to chop with this thing.
"Oh, got it,"
Clifford said as he adjusted his stance. When he brought the katana down, the young shapeshifter sliced it clean across what was left of the warden's throat. The first cut was deep enough to make blood bubble to the surface, but the second time that Clifford sliced the superhero's throat, the sharp blade cut so deep that the blood started to ooze from what was left of his neck. The shapeshifting kid jumped back before blood got on his clothes, handed the katana to Norma, and then looked to me for directions. I'm surprised he had any blood left in him. "Now, do you believe he's dead?"
"Yeah, I don't think there's any way to argue with that now,"
the freckled kid replied. "All right then, Clifford. It's time for you to get the fuck out of here. I don't want anyone to link you to the badger's death, so you need to be far away from here when they find his body."
"Couldn't I just say that you guys, like, attacked him and we tried to fight you off? But that you killed him and then left before he could finish me off?"
"It'll be too suspicious. They already think that you might be working with me and the evil genius, so it's better if you pretend that you have no idea what happened. You can tell them that the badger told you to scram before he came to this motel. I'm sure the other wardens know that it wouldn't be unusual for him to come here or for him to want some privacy, so that's your best bet."
"Shit. Okay. Well, what about the motel cameras?"
"I've got that under control. Just get out of here and pretend that you never saw us. Got it?"
"Oh, and you'll have to pretend that you gave your phone to the badger. If there's a tracker on it, the wardens will know that your phone was here, but not that you were."
"But the badger had his own phone."
"You can say that he told you he wanted to use one phone to record himself and one to play music or some shit. Come on, Clifford, be creative."
"Okay. Thanks for helping me out with him. And, well, from what I saw you guys do tonight, I know you'll be able to take down all the wardens. So, yeah. Good luck with everything."
"Take care of yourself. We'll see you around."
As soon as the young shapeshifter took off, I started to move back across the parking lot toward my minivan, but stopped after just a couple paces. "Actually, I have a better idea," I said as I spun around back toward the dead superhero.
"Okay, good, because I thought for a second that we were just going to leave his body in the middle of the parking lot."
"Oh, no, we are. But first, Norma, how would you like to take a little tissue sample from our dead friend?"
"On it, boss."
As soon as she got her tools from the van, she bent down to take some intact tissue from the badger so that I could take it back to Eileen and add it to my own personal DNA cocktail. Once she was done, we all hurried back to the van before anyone inside the motel got too curious.
"But I
know what you're going to say, but don't worry. There's no camera footage of us, and based on the number of cars here, there aren't very many people at this motel who might be witnesses. Besides, even if there were, the kind of people that come to places like this know it's smarter to just keep their mouths shut about anything that they see like this." As soon as we were all back inside my minivan, I started the engine so that we could get the hell out of here.
"Miles?"
Norma murmured from the passenger seat. "Hmm?"
We just killed a fucking warden. We just killed a motherfucking warden.
"Hell yeah, we did," I said as I grinned at her excitement. "And that's just the fucking beginning."
"I can't believe it's really happening. Everything we've worked for is starting to come true."
"Are you surprised?" I smirked and then pulled out of the motel parking lot. "Eileen, you can power back on the motel cameras, but I need you to go through and doctor all the footage that might show us or Clifford."
"It will only take a few minutes,"
my robotic assistant replied.
"Stand by."
By the time I turned onto the main highway, Eileen had fixed all the camera footage, and late afternoon had turned into evening, so I knew that we needed to plan our next move soon. Now that we had just killed the badger, we had moved up our timeline a little sooner than I had originally planned. But I was glad. The sooner we were able to face Optimo, the better. After all, Optimo was sure to guess that somehow, in spite of our decoys, we were actually in Pinnacle City. There was no one else who could have taken on the Badger, and Optimo knew that just as much as I did. But even though the smug superhero might guess that we were the ones who had killed Roger Barry and the Badger, it would still really put him on the defensive. And that was right where I wanted him. I just needed to make sure that I had all his powers before I faced him. When we made it back to my lakefront mansion, we got cleaned up, and Norma handed over the badger's DNA sample to Eileen. And by the time I changed and started to sit down on the couch, Eileen strode into the living room with a tray of drinks.
"I thought you might enjoy a bourbon, Creator,"
my beautiful android purred.
"However, I just received an alert that Walter and Alfred Chambers both appear to be headed toward the Warden's Corp headquarters, and no one else is with them, except for their personal bodyguards."
"Those are the brothers on the board of directors, right? If you mean the two brothers who lead it, yeah,"
Elizabeth replied, as she came into the living room with a bottle of water.
"Their bodyguards are low-level supers, but I think they're a little higher ranking than the CEO's security team."
"There is also no one else currently in their office,"
Eileen said.
"There are other people in the building, but no one else is on their floor."
Shit. Oh, I really wanted to try to get to Russia tonight.
"The sooner I'm able to combine the DNA from Incubus and Optimo's DNA, the sooner you will permanently have all of Optimo's powers,"
Eileen said.
"Then should we just go to Russia tonight? I'm sure there'll be another chance to get the Chambers brothers alone."
"That is unlikely,"
my beautiful android said.
"They are usually surrounded by civilians or superheroes, so it is more difficult to isolate them."
"What about at their homes?"
"They both have wives and children,"
Eileen replied.
"If you do not mind the collateral damage, then..."
"Nah, I'd rather not get kids involved. And they don't live together, so we'd have to take them out separately, but that would also make things more difficult."
"So I guess we should take advantage of our chance now. Maybe we can go to Russia in the morning."
"Yeah. I just really wanted to get Incubus's DNA as soon as possible."
"Miles?"
"Hmm?"
"I want to do it."
"Do what?"
"Go to Russia by myself and get the DNA for you,"
Norma said, and then took a deep breath.
"I know I can do it."
I raised an eyebrow, but didn't say anything at first.
"Seriously, if you two take care of the Chambers brothers tonight, I can fly out to Russia and be there by the morning. If everything goes according to plan, I could be back here the day after tomorrow."
"Hmm. Well, that's certainly an interesting idea. I said, as I ran through all the logistics in my head.
But you would go by yourself? Are you crazy? He's in a high-security Siberian super prison, and he can absorb other supers' powers. I'm not crazy.
Norma said, and then gave me a little smile.
I'm just omni-average.